two short scriptures for you. The first one's in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 and 47. Then they came to Jericho as Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city. A blind man, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." The other scripture is from Exodus. And it's about the plagues. And Pharaoh, they had the plague of the frogs, and the frogs were there and taking over everything. And Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, "Pray to the Lord to take the frogs away from me and my people, and I will let your people go to offer sacrifice to the Lord." Moses said to Pharaoh, "I leave it to you the honor of setting the time for me to pray, and for you to, and your officials and your people, that you and your houses may be rid of the frogs, except for those that remain in the Nile." "Tomorrow," Pharaoh said. I don't know what's going on in each and everybody's life, but when Jesus is around, you have to grab on to Jesus like Bartimaeus, and you have to call out to him. If you don't know Jesus, please come up for prayer and let somebody pray with you so you do know Jesus. And if you're blind in some areas of your life, but you just don't know what to do, please come up front and just call out to Jesus and let him straighten out those areas that are blind or have blinded you in your life. But don't be like Pharaoh, and you have a chance to get rid of this stuff that's in your life, and you got all these frogs and toads running around and messing up your life, and they say, when do you want to get rid of them? You say, tomorrow. Tomorrow may not come, but you have today, and you have right now. And we can get rid of the frogs and the toads in your life and any blindness that's affecting you. Please come up for prayer. Please. Thank you.